The Mind Aware, 781.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. This is Dana Wild, and I'm so happy you're here. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. That's so awesome. You are listening to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to leverage the power of mindset to build your business faster. Oh, yeah. As I said, I'm Dana Wild. I am your host. And if you want to leverage the power of mindset every single day, then check out the Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs free daily newsletter. You get that jolt of happy every morning, and you can sign up for free. Did I mention it was free? DanaWild.com/mantra. M-A-N-T-R-A. Today, we are going to talk about how to take your business to the next level, how to launch and really build without freaking out about all the time and task it's going to take to keep it going. We had somebody write into the show. By the way, in case you don't know, you can go to danawild.com/askdana. And you can fill out the form and potentially get your question on the show. So this person wrote in, and what she said is that every time she tries to build her business, she is bumping up against a story related to how much time it's going to take to keep it running, how many tasks she's going to have to do to keep it running. And she's tried, you know, choosing a different thought or looking for what's going right. But she just feels like she's got this block, so to speak, related to keeping a business going because of the time and task it's going to take, which is legit, right? That's an honest assessment. You know, when you are thinking about something, it's good to be aware. So you should really pat yourself on the back for being aware that you've got that story going, because that's the first step in switching it, is to figure out that you've actually got it there, right? So let me start by saying, when we haven't done something, we have all sorts of stories about what it takes to be the kind of person who can blank, fill in the blank, do that thing. So if we haven't done it, we've got stories about what we think it takes to do it. And this goes for anything we haven't done. Let's say you're single and young and free, and all of your friends are starting to get married and have kids. Well, you have ideas in your head about what that means to raise a child or what that means to be married. And some of those might be negative stories. Loss of freedom, won't be able to do what you want to do. Your life isn't your own. You might have stories about what it is to be a parent or what it is to be in a long-term relationship. When you are building a business to the next level, for example, I was thinking, you know, I may look at the day-to-day lives of billionaires that are out there. Like, how does Bill Gates spend his time? How does Oprah spend her time? How does Jeff Bezos spend his time? I might have ideas of how stressful their lives might be. Might imagine that, oh, they must have all these worries or stresses because they've got such a big machine that they're running. When the reality maybe isn't that at all, you know, likely isn't that at all, right? Same for having kids. The reality that the thing that you imagine, the reality isn't what you imagine it to be. So the point being, when we haven't done something, we have all sorts of stories and imagination about what it's like or who you have to be to do that thing that just aren't accurate. When you actually step into something, when you actually do it, so this is like the next point or the next phase, it's different than you thought it would be. So more importantly, when you get to a level that the thing you're thinking about doing is the next logical step, then moving to that level is almost effortless. One of the examples I like to use is moving from having a day job to moving to full-time entrepreneur. When you first start thinking about doing that, it feels very worrisome and stressful, like, oh, oh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that. Or you imagine it as the ideal, right? And oh, one day I'll be able to do that. But you have all these stories about what it takes to be a full-time entrepreneur. When the day comes that you actually do it, it's almost effortless to do it because it becomes more painful not to do it. It becomes more painful not to take that jump. It makes sense. It becomes the next logical step in your business. And so that's what you're really going for with any decision that you make. You want it to feel like this is the next logical step. If something feels fearful or worrisome or that you're afraid of how it's going to happen or you're not sure how it's going to happen, just don't do anything. Just keep training your brain and building your positive expectation and take that step when it's the next logical step, because the time will come when you're ready to do that thing, whether that thing is getting married or having kids or leaving your day job or going on to the next level in your business, whatever it is, just trust that you'll know when it's the next logical step. Now, the good news is, and I know you already know this because you sent in your question, so you listened to the show. And the good news is when you're a brain trainer, you don't have to keep your business running through time and tasks. Yay! Right? We don't use action to build our businesses. You don't have to build your business using time and tasks. You will build your business the feel-good way. You will build your business by telling the good story. Tell the feel-good story about moving to the next level. So the story would be something like this. I like where my business is now. I like the way it's running. I like what I'm doing. I'm open to the next level, and I know I'll be ready for it when it comes. I like that I can build my business my way. I like that I can choose tasks that I like. I understand that I might have stories about time and tasks that it takes to build a business, but, right, the power of that word, but, your brain doesn't even hear anything that comes before the word but. So you can say, I might have stories about the time and tasks that it takes to build a business, but when I'm ready, it will all unfold perfectly. I trust that the ideas I have may not be 100% accurate, and that's okay. I find easy ways to do things in other areas of my life, and I'll find an easy way to do this too. It will happen naturally when I'm ready. I like the idea of it happening naturally. I like the idea of taking the next logical step. I'm open to the next logical step. I'm open to letting this unfold naturally. I'm open to letting my business unfold in an easy, fun, light, and easy way. I love the direction this is headed. I love that I can focus my mind. It's so good to be able to think one thought and then the next and know that if I keep with positive momentum, I'll get there. I like thinking of the possibilities. I like the idea that I can just follow the feel-good path. I can do things my way. It's easier than I realize. I may not have figured it out yet, and that's okay. When it comes time to figure it out, it will be easier than I ever imagined. I know that because I'm a brain trainer. I know that because I think the feel-good thoughts. I like moving forward with feel-good thoughts and knowing that the path will reveal itself. When I lead with positive expectation, things get easy for me. It gets easier and easier all the time. And I know that going to the next level will be easier than I ever imagined because I think good thoughts and I feel my way there. I love telling this good story. I love knowing that I'm on the path, and I love knowing that I'll know the next logical step when it appears, right? Tell that story. Keep telling that feel-good story and telling that feel-good story. And I know you know that because you're already aware and you're already on your way, and you know the rest will take care of itself. It's really so funny sometimes how simple it is, isn't it? If we can just find the words and play around with the words and soothe those feelings, allow our brains to open up and do the job it's meant to do. Do the play it's meant to do. Do the adventure it's meant to do. We just allow it to happen. It just gets easier and easier all the time. And you're already doing it. You're already on your way and you've totally got this.